Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak with psychologist Catherine Sharp from the Knoxville VA Community-Based Outpatient Clinic about National PTSD Awareness Month and National PTSD Awareness Day coming up on June 27th.
National PTSD Month. My question is for you is, you know, why is it important, one, to the services you provide here to deal with the veterans who have to deal with the PTSD every day? And two, what PTSD, if you can, kind of a Cliff Notes version of what PTSD actually is?
The reason it's important is they have done just so much research on PTSD over the years, and the best estimates that they can give for particularly combat veterans, 20% of combat veterans end up developing PTSD after their experiences. And when you consider that we're really just 1% of the population that we're talking about, and 20% of that 1% goes on to develop this disease. It's such an important thing to try to address for them, because it just impacts every bit of quality to their lives. It really starts restricting them, and it can start in really kind of seemingly small ways at first, where they just start avoiding a handful of things, and then the avoidance just kind of grows and grows and grows until they really just, they don't get out and they don't do anything, and they're unable to really connect with people and have those deep, meaningful relationships that they used to have. And everyone sees the difference. They don't understand the difference or why it's happening, and it just increases the distance between them and loved ones. So they can feel just so isolated, especially when they don't understand what's going on to them.
I think there's a lot of myths about PTSD, a lot of truths and false and stuff like that. I guess when it comes to PTSD, if there's a way that you could let listeners know almost maybe a sign of what it is, it's kind of hard. I know it's kind of hard to determine that. But yeah, if there's something that maybe we could kind of point to that.
I think for most people, honestly, the avoidance is what stands out most to me. So particularly for individuals who would have characterized themselves as these highly social, outgoing people, and now they just have lost any interest or desire to be out and interacting with people. And even the prospect or the thought of trying to do those things just causes such immense anxiety and discomfort that they would prefer to be away from that than to even try to approach those types of environments. I would say that's probably the most kind of visibly presenting issue.
And when it comes to PTSD, when it comes to veterans, it's not just veterans. You can have, anybody can really have PTSD. Is that right?
Yeah. So the thing that most people don't realize is what that stands for, right? They hear the term PTSD all the time. They don't know what that means, right? So post-traumatic stress disorder, which means after a trauma, right, they start to develop a lot of anxiety over different things. And trauma, you know, we use that term so generally and so broadly in the regular community that I think people don't fully understand what that means. But truly, a trauma, by our definition, when we, you know, trying to address things clinically, is really any experience that someone has had, either experienced personally, witnessed, or learned about happening to a close loved one that was significantly threatening or, you know, physically harmful to them in some way. It can actually lead to the symptoms that we know as PTSD.
So here at the CBOC Open House, I guess, take us through kind of what you do here and what veterans can do. Say there you have one of those veterans that's sitting at home and is hearing this and realizing that he might have some of these symptoms or he might already know and doesn't know what to do about it. What can a veteran do, or what services can be provided here?
Well, so first and foremost, getting enrolled with the VA. I know a lot of veterans sometimes can be a little hesitant. They're not even sure what the VA can provide for them. And I always tell them, you know, just getting enrolled, you will learn a lot. Coming to the open house, you will learn a lot. But in terms of mental health services and what we provide here, so a lot of what we do is just individual one-on-one meetings with veterans dealing with any type of mental health issue. But that first meeting is always just kind of you getting to open up and talk about what you're dealing with. Because a lot of people don't know. Like you said, am I dealing with something? Or is this normal? I don't know. Nobody else seems to be dealing with it, but I'm really struggling. So if you're struggling with something like that, just coming in and talking about it, then you have a third party listening to you that can kind of help you determine what it is you might be dealing with, can kind of put, you know, that label to it and be like, okay, so this is what you're dealing with, and here's what we can do for you. And they can hear about all these different options, and they can make a determination for themselves. Is this something that I feel like I want to do? Is this something I want to try to do? And then for those who are like, oh, I just don't know if I can even make it into the clinic type of thing. I mean, even calling in and talking with a provider in that moment and just kind of getting a sense from them over the phone, even, and you call the clinic, they'll connect you with myself or one of the other clinic mental health providers who will kind of inform you of what kind of things that we provide, including the individual work. We also provide group services. There is a PTSD support group actually here at this clinic. A lot of gentlemen, it's been running for close to 30 years now, and it's just kind of been a continuation with new veterans coming in and participating in this support group. And you get to sit around with a bunch of other people and go, oh my gosh, I'm not alone, right? This is actually, you know, something that I'm not just, you know, some freak dealing with something, because that's honestly what they feel like. They feel so separate because they think nobody else is dealing with it. So having those resources there. And we also provide a lot of what we call telehealth services. And there's a lot of different ways that that kind of operates. One, you know, they get to meet with a psychiatrist and actually talk about maybe some possible medication interventions that could be really helpful for them with PTSD. And they would come into the clinic and they get to connect with a provider via the television screen, right? So they can easily access somebody, even though there's not somebody local to provide those services. They can still get connected with those services just by coming into their local clinic. But we also provide telehealth services into the home, which means a lot of veterans who kind of live in the middle of nowhere and are like, man, I just can't drive 2 hours to go to these appointments every week or however often they feel like they need to come in. And so they get basically sent a device from the VA that allows them to connect again via that kind of computer screen with a provider here at this clinic. I do that honestly with multiple veterans. And it's just a really great outlet, particularly for people who are dealing with PTSD and have that avoidance tendency and they don't want to get out and do any of those things. Now they don't have to get out right away, right? They can just connect with their provider, even from the comfort of their home, to start dealing with their issues.
Thanks to psychologist Catherine Sharp for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.